From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials are still looking for a terrorism suspect. Moroccan authorities say Belgium has formally requested help in tracking a key suspect in the Paris massacres. A statement from Rabat says Belgium's king has asked Morocco's king for cooperation in finding Salam Abdeslam. Abdeslam has avoided arrest since crossing into Belgium from Paris hours after the November 13th terrorist attacks. Brussels, meanwhile, remains on lockdown, and police there are pressing forward with a search for terrorist suspects. Late Monday, the U.S. State Department issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans that Islamic State extremists and other terrorist organizations continue planning attacks in multiple regions. Also, U.S. President Barack Obama welcomes his French counterpart, François Hollande, to the Oval Office on Tuesday. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its airstrikes against Islamic State insurgents in Syria. He said he would ask the British Parliament later in the week for approval to join the fight against the jihadists.
I'll make the case for Britain to join our international allies in going after ISIL at their headquarters in Syria, not just Iraq.
In a visit to Paris, the British leader told French President François Hollande that French fighter jets could use a British airbase in Cyprus and for their attacks on Islamic State targets, and also offered air-to-air refueling services. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Obama took the action against the four men in an executive order, which he issued on Monday. This is VOA News. As winter